Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Woo! What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman.
I need
my man Eastrick.
I need to replenish. I feel dehydrated. What was it called again?
Hydration situation.
The Valley of Death.
The Valley of Death.
That thing
jumped on us, man. I
got a quick question, Jay. Before you say, have you seen the movie Dune?
Yeah.
So you know they'd be in the desert.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And
like.
They got the water. Yeah. Yes, sir. They got the water. We need a water suit, my boy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just brought back some bad memories from training camp.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yo.
You did say
when
that.
When you get out there and camp. You don't got no wind. No wind.
Nebraska be windy as a mug. And yeah. Today
there ain't no wind
windy.
Down there, boy. It's like a little tunnel, a little valley. But
worst training camp you ever experienced?
Austin jumped in and gave that one. Go get it. What's up?
I mean, Houston. I'll say
it's got to be Houston.
My first Houston one.
And y'all did it in Houston? Because like Dallas says.
They go out to Cali.
We go to Cali to get
first
that
Houston
Mediterranean.
Yeah, because Dom was tripping. Here's what he'd do. We'd practice early in the morning, like in the morning. And then we'd practice at night. And then we'd practice one time the next day. But here's what he was doing. He was like, I wanted to practice in the highest like heat intensity. Like we were gonna get, like that was gonna give us an advantage, bro.
Nah,
that practice, that next day,
boy,
it was.
And just, you guys didn't have the bubbles like they do
then
now.
We do the bubble.
Oh, you do.
But the problem when we were in the bubble, it was so hot and stuff. Cats was getting staph infections.
Really?
So I used to wear a sweatshirt because we have those like little rubber things.
Yeah.
And so like they couldn't keep it clean, man. It was just, you know, we had a staph outbreak, but.
It was
survival mode.
Yeah.
I walked into the training room and his name was Terrence Martin. And he was from North Carolina State. And I love Terrence Martin because he was a rookie and he was a Golden Gloves boxer though. Like, cause the thing was funny because he got in a fight in training camp
and then
he was bouncing though. I said, look at T Martin. You tired, but he was like hot. Yeah. 300 pounds.
Yeah.
He had got staff. I walked in there, and, man, they had to – he got it in his pec, man. They had to dig a hole in there and put gauze pads in. I said, listen, I don't care how hot it is. Your boy Jay Foreman going to wear a sweatshirt anytime that we in there. And I never and I was fortunate enough to never get it, man, because that I saw some guys get real sick off of that.
No, that's
no joke.
And you know where it happens a lot? Before we get into the topic, wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very similar, yeah. You know, because it gets on the mat.
Yeah, they said your boy, just in the last UFC thing, the dude Islam had it. He had a big old thing. Supposedly he had it on there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not rolling around with no leotard and all that stuff, whatever it's called. I ain't got time for that. He ain't put me in a triple, you know, neck hole or guillotine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got me.
Mm-hmm.
But
Before
we went to break, we were talking about the idiot of the week. I don't ever like to call people that, but I'm going to go with your boy, who I will say this. A couple years ago, he was the best cornerback in the league, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he was better than Jalen Ramsey. He was better than, obviously, Sauce Gardner was coming in and all that and stuff like that. But over the last few weeks, or last couple years, you know, he's been getting loose, and Xavien Howard is who gets the award.
And why is that, Jay?
Well, I guess he had made some videos.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was out there, man. He was producing some videos.
He went
to the Diddy party.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. But I don't know.
No, I only said that because...
Yeah, you leave that for Meek Mill.
Pause! Yeah. Wait a minute. I only said that because I knew Austin was bad. Yeah. I wanted to get a smile out of it.
But he was producing some videos. We don't need to go into that. And then for whatever reason, one of the people that he was producing the videos with obviously probably didn't want to hang out with him anymore. He decides to send the video.
Male or female? Because you got to say
female. One of his female friends. I mean? Yeah. And then he decided, since the female friend doesn't want to hang out with him, he decides to send it to the young lady's kid.
What?
Here you go.
Jay.
Not to her new thing. Her kid.
Not to her new man.
To her son.
To her son. Yeah.
And then.
Hey, he gets the double Idiotacy Award.
He's a champion. He's a front runner.
He got the belt.
Now look, and I'll say this: we all have done things, and we're not the, you know, we've never, we, I'm not gonna say we act like we're the smartest.
Not to the kid, bro.
But my problem is like this: like, you got that, but you're fighting. This is what happens when you get a little bit later in your career. First of all, like, I was never at the level that he was at. You know, I was a good player. You know, first alternate Pro Bowl and all that. But when you're at where he's at, especially a cornerback position, and they know you like to go out and drink a lot, now they're going to focus more on that and less on your play.
Yeah.
Right? Because here's the difference.
You're off the field more than you're on the field.
Yeah, see, here's the difference from when I was playing than where these guys are playing now. Everything was predicated on the salary cap number because the salary cap was so tight when I was playing. Now, they did this thing where – you know, they could pay you X amount, but only count this amount. Well, the owners are paying you the check. They ain't trying to give you no money anyways. Now, they're willing to pay, and you have more power. Now, you're relinquishing the power by doing something stupid. First of all, if I'm going to give him a word of advice, or a little bit of advice, bro, you need to get the heck up out of Miami right now.
Mm.
And wherever you're from, move back home and focus because he still has plenty of tread on the tires. Go back home, get refocused, and do your thing.
Okay. So here's the thing, Jay. Here's the other thing. So just me.
Right.
There's a couple things real quick. Just speaking about what you just said. I love Nebraska. I'm actually glad I came here. Right. But I was recruited other places, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And there was a reason why I came here as opposed to going to an HBCU, as opposed to going to UCLA,
right.
As opposed to going to University of Miami or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to keep my eyes.
On the prize.
On the prize, right? I knew I could be focused here, even though it was close to home.
Right.
It's still,
right.
I knew I could do that here. There was a time when I was in the league.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. We can I talk facts with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a time where, you know, Snoop Dogg was a part of my pedigree. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, off time, you know.
Yeah,
all that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So as a partaker, I had some options. It's free agency.
Mm.
Could go to Seattle, play for the Supersonics.
Yeah.
My mind said, there's good greenery up there.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that because I want to keep my eyes on the prize.
Oh,
I don't want to go where the good green's at.
Right.
And then I said, it was Milwaukee. And guess where the other one was? Miami. I went down there. I was so glad. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I was so glad that I was injured when I went to work out for Miami. Because I knew that if I played there, I might end up like on the idiot. I might end up on the idiot of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I might have been the idiot of the week too, Jay.
Yeah, you know the thing. So you said something. You know the thing that's funny is when I was going through the draft process, or you know, I came to Nebraska. You think like you want to turn your nose up in Nebraska. Like I want to go to a big city. You know, like you know, you want you know the thing. It's cool to say I want to leave Nebraska or you go to a bigger city. And, you know, I remember thinking, like, the only two places I don't want to go, it was the two coldest places. It was Green Bay and Buffalo. I mean, you know how dumb I sounded then, thinking to myself? This is me thinking to myself, right? And then my agent was talking to me. And then, you know, really, he was like,
tundra of
right, he was like, bro, like, wherever they, whoever picks you, that's where you're going. And that's where, and no, granted, I had no problem going. But I went to, I always tell the story, I went to the Combine. And they had, you know, I've interviewed with every team.
And you was LaMelo Ball.
Except for, yeah, I wish, right? Except for Buffalo and Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I did really well at the Combine.
Yeah.
You know, hit all the numbers and all that stuff. And, you know,
I had the good wingspan, too?
A little decent.
It was decent. Okay.
But when you leave the Combine, you know, they tell you, like, all right, you're going to get drafted. So that was a sigh of relief.
Really?
Well, they say it's a good chance.
See, I didn't get to experience that.
Yeah, well, I had a friend, I had a family friend that was, he's like, you're going to get drafted. Yeah. I don't know where you're going to get drafted. So that's a sigh of relief.
No doubt.
I was like, okay, well, cool. I'm going to get drafted. I ain't going to them two teams.
Paul, stay right there. Real quick. Right. Just quick question. What was them tests like? Did any of the teams put you like you had to do some type of psychological test?
The New York Giants had this test. It was like 400 questions.
Dang!
And you had to answer them all seriously because every so many questions they'd ask you the same one.
Mm.
And it took like 4 or 5 hours. Now, here's what I was blessed to do. I went and played in the East-West All-Star game. And so they were out there. So I knocked that out before. Mm. And then you had some other ones where they like, you know, put up like a square, circle, triangle, and in a certain order, and then they talk to you and do you remember it and all that. It's stupid stuff, but they ask you some dumb questions and all that stuff. But I came back in Nebraska. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to a warm weather city or a bigger school or a bigger city.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's funny. Our Coach McBride and Coach Darlington knew the defensive coordinators at both spots. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were getting a lot of our defenses from. In Pittsburgh and Carolina, I ain't know no different because Kevin Steele was down there. So we was running, you know, Panther, you know, Panther strong and Steeler weak. That was our zone blitz. We was doing all this stuff, just naming them after, right? So me not knowing them two, and it get down to the draft, and I think I'm going to Carolina.
Okay.
Sam Mills called me. I think I'm going. Matter of fact, I know I'm going. We got an extra pick. Carolina take Hannibal Navies. Yo, when I tell you I threw my Nextel phone against my grandma, yo, it was Nolan Ryan. Bah! I was hot.
Mm.
And Sam Mills called, and then we talked or whatever. And then next thing you know, I kind of, you know, start tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the Vikings. They picked some dude I ain't never heard of. Redskins at the time. Picked a dude that didn't even go to the Combine. So then I'm like, oh, man, like we getting into fifth round now. You know, brother's supposed to be gone around it too early. And then next thing you know, Green Bay calls and says we have the third to last pick in the fifth round, right? He's like, I forget the defensive coordinator. He said, listen, if you there, you getting picked. I'm like, cool. I'm like, I didn't care who it was.
Right.
I'll go to Green Bay. Plus, it's not that far from Minneapolis. Man, and Buffalo, and I was tracking because you looked at depth charts when they drafted a linebacker, who they signed back.
Right.
Buffalo signed John Hollisek back in a new contract, and they just drafted Sam Cowart the year before from Florida State. And I liked watching Sam Cowart at Florida State, and he was all rookie, and he cold blooded. They ain't got what they
do. What do we? Right, right. I get it.
716 came out there. I didn't even know it was Buffalo's thing. I never filled out a questionnaire. I never filled out anything, and they had all my information, and then I got picked three picks before Green Bay.
There it is.
There it is.
That's the story. Yeah. And you're sticking to it.
And you know what? Going to Buffalo was the best thing
they had before you.
Mm-hmm. It was a winning organization.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to win. They taught me how to be a pro. There wasn't a lot of distractions. And, you know, once October hit, you snowed in.
Facts.
And so all you doing is eating, drinking.
Watching film.
You're not eating and drinking, but eating.
Yeah, he
and
said drinking. You know what he meant.
We did have some Labatt's Blue. You know what I'm saying? And some and the Buffalo Wings. The Buffalo Wings and Buffalo are different. But all we were doing, all of us that were on the team, was football. Because there was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we weren't making a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm,
so we were like, mm-hmm. I had a roommate. We were living together. You know, we were just, grinding it. So we had no choice. But what it taught us, that was the foundation in 4 years. So it was the best thing to happen for me. But if Xavier Howard, he need to get his butt up out of Miami.
There it is. The idiocy of the week, Xavier Howard.
Mm. Just get up out of there, bro. Just not for you. It's just some places you just don't mix.
Yeah. Go to South Carolina or something.
Just go and just get in, you know.
Get on a ranch somewhere.
And grind.
Yeah.
And get back.
In Mississippi. Just go to the ranch or something.
And just make your comeback.
Yeah.
Because he can lock folks down. And he's physical as all get out.
Yeah, he's very physical.
But you just obviously ain't focused. So, anyway, that's a good first hour. Appreciate Strick sticking in. First of all, listen, if you never had an athlete, they bring the best out of Strick. Okay, if you see Strick, give off. You see, when you see Strick at basketball games, and ask him if you want an athlete. An athlete is a little bit of Tito's and a Gatorade. A lot of Tito's and Gatorade.
A lot of Tito's.
And this is the thing about Strick. When we played last year, too, it was hot like today. But Strick always answered the bell. Tired, lethargic.
Wore out.
I say Strick.
Can't walk. There was a point I couldn't see the ball.
Yeah. But that was not because of the heat. We were feeling it. And Strick stepped up like a champion, like always. It's always a good day. It was good representing the ticket, like we do always, at the Junior Achievement Golf Tournament. And we were lucky enough to win, with Jake Sorensen and my man Brian. Happy birthday to Brian. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back 5 o'clock hour. Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Strick, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.